Jesus has been speaking and he continues with these words. I am the good shepherd.
The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because the hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord, and I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father, the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. There was a tour going on in the Middle East, and they happened to be driving by this group with their tour guide, and they saw three shepherds and their flocks going down the road. But then they saw a fourth flock, and it was different from the first three. And they're all taking pictures except this one woman. And the tour guide kind of stopped, and he said, "Why are you not taking pictures?" And she said, "The shepherd's in the wrong place. We have sheep. My grandparents had sheep. My parents have sheep. You lead from the front, not the back." At which point he smiled and said, "You're the only one who noticed. That's not the shepherd. That's the butcher. It depends on where you're standing. It also depends on who you're leading and where you're going with it." Now, of course, you will know the most famous example in the Bible about a shepherd. I refer you to 1 Samuel 16. Because shepherds are not people you really want to hang around. Not really. I remember being out on my grandparents' farm. Let me give you two words you really don't want to be close to. Sheep dip. Some of you know this. It's not the prettiest thing in the world. It certainly isn't. And sheep have their own particular odor and aroma. It's like this one man I had in one of my earlier congregations. He ran 300 head of pigs. And when he walked into the sanctuary, oh, you knew he was there. And he'd already showered twice on Sunday morning, and you knew he was there. That's because shepherding is not one of the greatest occupations in the world. However, Jesus says it is the greatest occupation, because I am leading people being who I am, and he's different than most of the other shepherds. He is willing to die for the sheep who are coming after him. And then we come to the important part of the gospel. The important part of the gospel is this. Verse 16, "And I have other sheep, because I'm the good shepherd for all the sheep." All the sheep. Every one of the sheep. All of them are called, all of them are mine, all of them I know, and all of them I'll die for. And it doesn't matter rich or poor, tall or short, thin, wider, rich, poor, Doesn't matter, says Jesus. I will do this. And this is how it works. I was privileged when I was much smaller in the fact that we still had one of those stores. You can't find them much anymore in Canada, but this was truly one of those country stores. They had a little bit of everything. You could walk in and you could get a pound of nails, turn the corner, go around and get a pound of butter. It was a general store out in the country. And what was interesting was the guy who stood behind the counter. I saw this happen. There were three families that this involved. I subsequently found out, but the one I saw was this. This young boy wandered in and you knew they were poor. You knew they were poor because he was standing there doing this. And what he was doing was he was standing in front of the frozen peas. Turned out he loved peas. And the storekeeper said, Jim, what are you doing? He says, I'm just admiring the peas. Now, I've never seen anybody admire food before in my life, so I'm paying close attention, being the ripe old age of 12 and being very wise, of course. I'm watching him staring at the peas. Storekeeper says, Jim, would you like some? He said, yeah, but you know we got no money. He said, Jim, what do you got in your pocket? Well, Jim pulls out the biggest steely I have ever seen. Now, wait, I got to check this. Most of you will know what a steely is, okay? Most of you have played marbles. Right? He's got this huge steely. Now, in his hand, it covers the whole palm. But it's a good-sized steely. Storekeeper looks at it and goes, nope, it's not the right color. Bring me the rest. Sure enough, he goes home and he comes back with this big bag of marbles. Because I'm still hanging around the store waiting for my grandparents to finish loading stuff up. And he dumps them all out on the counter. Well, fortunately, the shopkeeper is quick and he catches them. He says, nope, nope, nope. He goes through nearly all of them. He says, you know, I think this one will do. And he holds up one that's about this size and it is the brightest green you've ever seen. He said, I'll keep this one. You go get a bag of peas. Now, my grandparents phoned my mom and said that the man had finally died. And at his funeral, turns out there were three young men lined up. They reduced his widow to tears, standing there, didn't say a word. They never said anything between them. She hugged them and held them warmly, and they paid their respects and were gone. Because we lived in a community where you held a wake. You know, you had to have people come by and view the body. What happened was, she said afterwards to my mother, and I'm listening intently, those three guys were the result of us having 7,000 marbles. Can you imagine that? 7,000 marbles? She said, and they're all really successful. One's in the armed forces. Another one is on his way up as a junior executive in his company. And the third's already principal of a school that's about 20 miles from here. All because he took care of the sheep. Our call is to do the same for everyone we find. No matter race, color, creed, or anything else, we are to take care of each other as the flock of God that follows Jesus. Amen.